But how is this spread, and how will these efforts stop the spread of this coronavirus?
So it's a respiratory transmitted virus. And in terms of the, you know, how it's transmitted, it's identical to influenza. So the virus replicates in the respiratory tract. And, you know, when a person coughs or sneezes, they're literally expelling virus. It's going out in little droplets into the environment. And so then if you're standing next to someone, that virus, you know, contained in the droplet can either be directly ingested, breathed in, or it can land on their nose or their face or their hands, and then they can ingest it by, as you pointed out, people touch their face without even realizing it, you know, so many times, you know, per hour. Virus can also, when you sneeze or cough, you can expel it onto a surface, a desktop, a chair, whatever. And then when someone touches that, they can subsequently touch their face again and ingest the virus that way. Handshaking, you know, if you cough into your hand, you've contaminated your hand with virus. Whatever you touch, if it's another person or a surface. So it's, you know, viruses are transmitted all kinds of ways. Respiratory viruses are the most contagious because just standing next to someone who's coughing or even breathing, sometimes people don't have any symptoms or mild symptoms, you can you know, get infected that way. So they're the most transmissible viruses that we know of.
Wow. So the church's precaution, you know, removing holy water fonts, not distributing the precious blood, maybe even distributing the Eucharist in the hand, will that help? And what are your thoughts on that?
So, you know, in terms of stopping, there's no stopping. I mean, these are highly, like I said, transmissible viruses. What we want to do is limit, you know, the epidemic, limit number of cases. The number one thing that I think people ought to do, and this is something that I ran by our bishop here in Denver because they wanted some information on prevention. The number one thing is, if you're sick, stay home. You know, mm-hmm. Churches are very tight spaces. People are in close contact. There's a lot of touching that goes on in churches, as you mentioned. So really the primary prevention strategy should be, if you're coughing, sneezing, you know, have flu-like symptoms, whether it's flu or corona, you know, whatever you do for people are very concerned about corona, which we should be. We don't need another respiratory virus that kills people in this country. But, you know, whatever you would normally do in a flu season, we ought to be doing, you know, it would be effective for both. But in any event, people, Catholics, we have the Sunday obligation. People love the Lord. They want to come to church. And they there's a sense of, like, they want to be a hero and come even if they're a little sick. And really, people should think more in terms of love for their brothers and sisters. And yes, I may feel sick, I'm going to try and fight through this and go to church anyway. But when you start thinking about the broader community, I mean, I could go and I can infect people. I could be next to an infant or an elderly person, and they can get flu or corona, you know, from me. So that's really the number one thing, is to stay home if you're sick. The catechism allows for that, not only for yourself if you're sick, but if you're caring for someone, it's permissible, you know, to stay home, and it is a sign of love and charity to your brothers and sisters. Amen. Now, all the other things the church could do, they'll have kind of an additive effect, you know, like if you whatever you can do to limit contact between people will be helpful. So getting rid of the sign of peace temporarily, you know, not shaking hands at that point of the Mass. A lot of churches, people hold hands during the Our Father, which is not really a liturgical norm anyway. So right. My opinion is we ought to be catechizing people and saying this, you know, it's not an evil thing to do, but it's not something we ought to really be doing. So yeah, if you do come to church and you're not feeling well, but you feel well enough to go, but you're a little suspicious, maybe you have been sick or you are, try and avoid people, you know, maybe stand in the back, stay away from people. But then these other things, you know, like the sign of peace, the holy water, the communion, those things, I think they'll have some effect, but not anywhere near as significant as staying home if you're sick. So I'm not opposed to any of those things. I'm opposed to, you know, kind of overreacting, because really this virus, it's a little more virulent than influenza, but not, you know, it's not significantly different. And people don't panic every year over flu cases, and people are in our churches are dying and hospitalized for flu every year. We ought to be concerned about that as well.